Tantor Audio presents Buried in a Bog by Sheila Connolly, narrated by Amy Rubinate. Erska Hala, Awaran Adina. People live in one another's shadows. Irish proverb. Chapter 1. Maura Donovan checked her watch again. If she had it right, she had been traveling for over 14 hours. She wasn't going to reset it for the right time zone until she got where she was going, which she hoped would be any minute now. First the red eye from Boston to Dublin, the cheapest she could find, then a bus from Dublin to Cork, then another slower bus from Cork to Leppe, a flyspeck on the map of the south coast of Ireland. But she was finding that in Ireland nobody ever hurried, especially on the local bus. The creaking vehicle would pull over at a location with no obvious markings, and people miraculously appeared. They greeted the driver by name, they greeted each other as well. Her they nodded at, wary of a stranger in their midst. She tried to smile politely in return, but she was exhausted. She didn't know where she was or what she was doing. She was on this rattletrap bus only because Gran had asked her to make the trip, just before she died, worn down from half a century of scrabbling to make a living and keep a roof over her granddaughter's head in South Boston. Now that she thought about it, Gran had probably been planning this trip for her for quite a while. She had insisted that Maura get a passport, and not just any passport, but an Irish one, which was possible only because Gran had filed for an Irish certificate of foreign birth for her when she was a child. What else had Gran not told her? And what else had she been too young and too selfish to ask about? Gran had never talked much about her life in Ireland.